The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chagiga Daf Yud Beis. It's with a great amount of humility that we have to approach the learning of the second Perek of Chagiga. Perek and Dorshin has the soidis of some of the most deepest and esoteric levels of existence, of the Olamos, of the Bria, of the creation of the world, of the upkeep of the world, and cheshbonis of Shemayim, and what goes on in Shemayim. And one has to realize that as much as we read the Gemaras, and we'll try Mir Tzashem over the next few shiur to acquire, to achieve some type of taste of the basics of what's going on in these sugis, but we're far, far away from having any, even a drop of the infinite amount of wisdom that's needed to be able to connect with these musogim. But our avodah is just to try to get musogim as much as we can, different chalokim of Torah, and hopefully to whet our appetite for yedias haTorah and understanding how vast, how great, and how broad the scope of Torah HaKadosh is. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the Perek, in Yer Aleph Amud Beis, Ein Dorshin Barayis B'Shloisha V'Loi B'Maisa B'Reishis B'Shnayim V'Loi B'Merkovo B'Yochid. There's a different, obviously a fundamental difference between what's called Maisa Bereshis and Maisa Merkava. It's not clear exactly what Maisa Bereshis and Maisa Merkava is. The Rambam gives a more rational pshat. It's clear that it's two different levels of a mystical experience. We'll see in the Gemara later on that Achev V'Chaverov for Tanoi Makdoshim that went into Pardes, what's called the Limra Pardes, which seems to be Maisa Merkova. There seems to be the mystical experience of the Soidis HaTorah exists on two levels, as Maisa Bereshis and as Maisa Merkova. Again, we're far away from these Musang, but just to understand at least what the terms mean, because they're fundamentals of Yiddishkeit. Rabbi Seinu in the Svarim, the talk on the fundamentals of Kabbalah, explain that what's called Maisa Bereshis and Maisa Merkava is a has parallel expression on a national level, as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, in the Nisim that took place in Mitzrayim and the Nisim that took place Al Hayom. What does this mean? There are two, we know the Basorah, like the Mishnah says, Basor Mamorim Nivra Olam, the Mishnah tells us in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, Basor Mamorim Nivra Olam, Asor Nisim Nasa, Asor Nisyonis, Nisnasa Avram Avinu, 10 Nisim happened to in Mitzrayim, 10 Makis, and then 10 Nisim times 4 or 5, as the different versions in the Agada, that happened Al Hayom. It's clear that all these 10s are parallel. The Svarim are full with what's called the Eser Sviros, the 10 emanations of spirituality that create the binyan, the structure of the Olamos, of the Bria. And this is true on every single level. This, you know, there are 7 that we know of that we talk about on Sukkot, the Sheva Ushpizin, and the 3 Sviros Olyonis. In any case, there's a system of 10, the Ruchnias of any level of existence, be it every time a person sits down a Blat Gemara, or the ruchnius, the spiritual underpinnings of the oilam, of the natural world, or the more esoteric world that's above the natural world, that's the forerunner, that's the source of all the worlds that come down from it. There's something called the oilam abriya, the oilam ayitzira, and the oilam ha'atzilus, and we're in the oilam ha'asiya. On all these levels of existence, the number 10 is the finale, is the shlemus of all of these levels. The Nisim that happened in Mitzrayim were Nisim where it was clear that the Rabbeinu Shalom was in charge of the Bria. It was clear that the Rabbeinu Shalom took the whole Koiches HaTeva. He took the water, he took the frogs, he took the ground, and the Bria, so to speak, was turned over. It was clear that Teva does not exist. Hor Elikim, the Yad Hashem, the Yad Elikim. Hor Elikim is Bigamatria. Elikim is Bigamatria HaTeva. It became clear that what's called nature, and the course of nature, what seems to rule by itself, what seems to be an ongoing process that just happens, is clear that it's only there, B'Ritzoyin Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shem can turn it over at any point. The Rebbeinu Shem controls, manipulates, and runs the Darkei HaTeva in perfect consonance with his Ratzon. There was a deeper level of this experience al Hayom. What's the difference between the two? They saw the Kriyas Yamsuf, and they saw the punishment of the Mitzvim. They saw the Zelum Mazeh, they saw the Midah, Keneged Midah, how the Mitzvim were punished, the Bizas Hayom, the Bizas Mitzvayim. What are these two levels of existence? The Ribbon Shalom created the world. We call that Maisa Bereshis, which in and of itself is Kuloi Sisrei Torah. Maisa Bereshis, the Lashon of the Medrash, in the Pasuk of Vayechul Hashem Mayim Varetz, the finale of Sheshes Bereshis, is Ad Kan Haster Dover, Mikan Ve'elech HaKor Dover. From here and on, things are revealed. One can learn Chumash with an eye to what's revealed. Whereas in the first parak of Maisa Bereshis, all is concealed. Ad Kan Haster Dover. Everything is concealed, and we can only have Ramazim. We can have small peaks behind the curtain of Maisa Bereshis, and not more than that. It's Bebchinas Sisrei Torah Haster Dover. The world was created, like we said, the Asar Mamarim Shabbay Nivra Olam is Maisa Bereshis. That the Rabbein Shalom clearly never relinquished the reins of the Olam HaTeva, of the world that he set into motion, and that at any point he could stop, change, reconfigure, and manipulate the doings of Maisa Bereshis, became clear in Mitzrayim, like we said. That was the Marocha called Aseres HaMakos. We call that Maisa Bereshis. The deeper understanding, the deeper underpinnings of Maisa Bereshis, not just to understand that 2 plus 2 equals 4, and that if you push the on button on a refrigerator, it goes on, and if you leave this on the counter, it spoils, and if you leave something else on the counter, it'll stay okay. But to understand the deeper levels of the what make up the world, physics, some physicists have a little bit of a deeper understanding. Those that are not Koitzis Benetis, we'll discuss that Mitzvah Shem in a few shurim from now on what happened. We was the Kilkul of Acher. But those that are able to look with an unprejudiced eye are able to see deeper levels of existence, the foundations of the Bria. They're able to see the foundation of how the Ribbono Shel Olam set the Bria into motion. The Ramban talks in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis that all the world was created from a primitive energy source called Koyach Yuli, which was thereafter turned into all the different things that exist in a physical world, in a metaphysical world. All that is included in Maisa Bereishis. But the Ribbono Shel Olam created a world. Do we understand yet? Are we able to perceive? Are we able to feel b'chush that there's a tachlis, that the whole world was created to a purpose, which is ultimate, what's called Hanhoges Hayichud, Hashem Echod, Ushmoy Echod, where the whole world will become clear, everything will become clear, that the whole world is a stage only for Ritzon Yisbarach, where there'll be the Bittul Hara and the Tikkun HaToiv, and that Klal Yisrael will be shown up as the Am HaNivchar, and Klal Yisrael will reach their Madrega of being the Am HaNivchar, and the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, Mashiach, Tchias HaMesim, so on and so forth. All that, the Tachlis, as opposed to the process, is called Maisa Merkava. Maisa Merkava, Merkava on a simple level, the Maral explains, is a chariot that takes a person towards a destination. The Merkava, the king, never travels in a chariot because he's traveling. He travels to get someplace, but the traveling itself has mashmos of itself. The process of seeing the Soides HaBriah and being able to perceive the Tachlis HaBriah inherent in everything that's going on is called Maisa Merkava. The secret of the Tachlis HaBriah is called Maisa Merkava, and that's what happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim. It wasn't just that the Ribbono Shel Olam controlled and always will control the Teva. It's the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam showed that all of the Shibun of Mitzrayim, the Zekeli Vanveyu, all of the Mitzvim, all of Paroi, all of the Kshei Oiref, all of the Shibun, everything was there just to create the reality of Ro, Shivcho Alayom Mashle Ro Yecheskel Ben Buzi. We'll discuss the Nevuah of Yecheskel Ben Buzi Mitzvah Hashem the next year. But all that, to see the Tachlis, that was the Avodah of Maisa Merkava, that's the Avodah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Kriyas Yamsuf. And in the words of Reb Tzadik HaKoyin, Maisa Merkava is Eich Shekodesh Baruch Hu Roichev Al Kol HaNevroim, not the creation itself, but how the Ribbono Shel Olam controls, in our perception, Roichev Al Kol HaNevroim, Gam Acha Shenivro Olam Kikoidim, V'zehu Yichud HaNikre B'Zoyer HaKodesh, Yichudo Ilo. It's not just that the Ribbono Shel Olam controls everything, which is Yichud HaTato, but it's that everything is controlled and leading up to a purpose of this galus, Hashem Echad Ushma Echad, that's called Anhogas HaYichud, the Ramchal calls it, that's called Yichud Ilah, the ultimate, the supreme Yichud Shema Yisbarach. And that's why there's a Bizus Hayom and a Bizus Mitzrayim, it's two different levels. The Pasuk says in Sheir Shirim, Turei Kesev Nasaloch, represents points. Nekudos hakosef, but the zohov, which refers, the Medrash says, elu bizus hayom, elu bizus mitzrayim. The bizus hayom is called turei zohov. It's a tour. It's arranged. It has final form. That's why Klai Yisrael sang shira only al hayom, because they were able to see the ultimate tachlis. Shira is about seeing the ultimate tachlis. Shira is also the word for a necklace. It goes round. It's a process which is not only in process, but it's a process which is final. When one is able to see, even as the process is unfolding, even though we're still before Yemayis HaMashiach, we're able to see for a second the purpose, we're able to see the Yichud Shema Yisbach, this Yichud Elah that the Zohar refers to, shining forth. That's a matzav that brings to Shira. That was the matzav Alayom, Malaber, that was the matzav by Dvoira. That's the matzav when Klai Yisrael sings Shira. That process, that is Galus, the secrets of this process, is called Maisim Merkava. And that's what the Gemara talks about. And that's why Maisim Merkava is on a deeper level. Ma'ase Bereishis is biyochid. Merkava is not even biyochid, because the deepest level of experience and existence that the Rebbeinu Shlom is megala l'nevroim. There are two svarim, the foundational svarim of Sifrei Kabbalah, which are terse. Even the Mekubalim have a hard time understanding. Like, cool, we don't know what any of these things mean, but we're just trying to share some of the musagim. There's a sefer called Sefer HaYetzirah. Sefer HaYetzirah contains the foundation for all the forces that exist in Ma'aseh Bereishis. Al Pi Meseiros, Sefer HaYetzirah was written in its earliest form by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the one that was makir, that the Rebbein Shalom, me, Baal Habir, Avraham Avinu was the first one to be makir b'shleimus, the Rebbein Shalom, hiding behind the veil of Teva. He was the first one to put a finger and say everything, to be able to see how everything was orchestrated in perfect harmony. Everything points to a Boireh, to an ultimate Boireh who is above and beyond somebody who created the world, Yesh Me'ayin. That's Avraham Avinu, that's Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah, if anybody is interested, is the source book for creating a Goylem and any other spiritual being, because that's the foundational stones for Ma'aseh Bereishis, creating an Odom, Nas Odom Mitzalmen, who is also part of Sefer Bereishis. So those that were able to tap into the energy sources that are found in Sefer Yetzirah were able to replicate some of the processes that Kiviyochol the Rebbeinu Shlom did in Ma'aseh Bereishis itself. There's another Sefer called Safer Detzniusa. Interestingly enough, even though the Teresh Bachsav and Teresh Bapeh have the same relationship, Teresh Bachsav is the starting point, so to speak, and the Teresh Bapeh is the Tachlis, is the Omel HaTorah, Limud HaTorah, Kiyum Mitzvah HaTorah, and Chamisha Chumash HaTorah, the number of that exists in the starting point in the Teresh Bachsav is 5. Shisha Siddur Mishnah is represented by 6. Over here it's Fakert, the Sefi Yetzirah has 6 prokim, and the Safer Detzniusa, which Alpi Meseiros has its earliest writings from the hand of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is not the one who recognized the Rebbeinu Shlom the Briah. Yaakov Avinu was the one who took that hakara of his grandfather Avraham Avinu and brought that into the Eilam HaMaisa to create a Klal Yisrael, to create an Am HaNivcher for real. He was the one who brought Shiftei Koh into existence. He was the one who brought them to a state of befoil. He's not Bekoyach, a recognition of Maisa Bereishis. Yaakov Avinu represents Maisa Merkava. Yaakov Avinu is the Partsuf, which is Chok Gal Kisei Yaakovah. Yaakov Avinu represents Maisa Merkava. He is the author of Safer Detzniusa. The most famous of the Goyin, of the Vilna Goyin's works on Kabbalah, is his Pirush on Safer Detzniusa, where he uses that somewhat similar to the Goyin's Pirush on Shas, where he was able to trace back all the Shittas HaPoiskim in the Shulchan Aruch to Gemaras, to Mekoris, and he was able to trace all the Gemaras to Diyukim and Mishnayis, and all the Diyukim and Mishnayis to Diyukim and Chumash. He was also able to trace all the Mamorim of Zoyar and Kisvei Arizal back to their original source in the Mishnayis, so to speak, of Safer Detzniusa, and the Teresh Baal Peh of Safer Detzniusa. The Gemara's later on bring the stories of Yechonam and Zakkai getting off the Chamoyer in order to hear Droshes on Maisim Merkava from his Talmud Rabbi Eliezer. And the Maral explains the reason why he was Yorad Min HaChamoyer is the same thing as being Yorad Min HaChumrius. He left the world of physicality. He left even the world of Maisim Bereshis. Maisim Merkava is the ultimate Taklis when all Gashmis will be transformed to Ruchnit. It's a world that's beyond the world. It's not just the source of the world we live in, it's a world beyond. A world of Taklis, a world that's beyond the world that we live in. That's the ultimate secrets that are contained in the Maisim Merkava, the world of Laos Adlavoi. The Gemara in Sukkot Av Chovcheh says there, V'yechem and Zakkai lehiniach dove godl dove koton. V'yechem and Zakkai, it says, knew everything he knew, Sichas Tcholim, Sichas Shedim, all branches of wisdom. And it says, lehiniach dove godl v'dove koton. What's dove godl, Maisim Merkava? Dove koton, Havai is the Abayid V'rova. And what's interesting is, the Ramami panel points out, and this is a lesson for us, we're talking about Inyonim that are far, far above our level. It's almost a litzonis to talk about it. What's our Nechama? We're holding so far away from the Dargis of the Tanoim Namiroim. The Ramami panel was one of the Talmidim of the Talmidim of the Arizal, one of the Moisrim of Teres HaArizal. And he explains that when we talk about Maisim Merkava, says in the Sifrei Kabbalah that there are four levels of Shem Havaya, different permutations in the Shem Havaya. One that has a gematria b'milui of 72, 63, one is of 52, and one is of 45. Those four levels are the four levels of Maisim Merkava. But if we add all those four, 72 plus 63 plus 45 plus 52, we add them all together, we get the Gemara says, Dovakotan Havaya is the Abaye Virova. Abaye Virova is the Gematch Havaya, Miloshin, the permutation of Shem Hashem. Havaya is the Abaye Virova for us is the same thing on our level as the Heligat Tanoim and Amiroim, the Rebbes of Klai, so when they were Oisik, the Maisim Merkava. When he leaves his world of Chumrius, he's able to turn his cell phone off. And he's able to plug out of the world of Chumis. He's able to be Yorid Min HaChamor. And he sits down to learn a Blat Gemara, to learn a Daf Yomi. And he tunes out the distractions of the physical world around him. Like the Gemara says later on, Daf Yudalid, Ve'esh Yorid Min HaShemayim, on his level, on our level. Obviously, not on the level of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. On our level, there's a fire that comes down from Shemayim and surrounds us. And fills us with a kesher of Dveikus Bakodesh Baruch Hu. It might be a Dove Cotton, because it's not Maisim Merkava, but the Maisim Merkava is the same gematria as our world of Abaye V'rova. When we plug into the world of Abaye V'rova, and we're Yorid Min HaChamor, we do the same thing, Kivyochel, on our level, as the Heligat Tanoim and Amiroim do when they were Miyachid Yehudim on the level of Maisim Merkava. Ben Shem should give us the satisfaction of feeling that our kesher with Torah Kedosh, our learning, our connecting with a world which is Kulei Ruchni, should bring us to a darg of Dveikus Bashem, and ultimately to the world that we're talking about, the world of Maisim Merkava, the world of Tachlis, that ultimate day, V'hoyah Hashem Lamelech al Kol Haaretz, Bayoimahu Yiyah Hashem Echod Ushmo Echod. Amen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.